It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Live from Cedar Rapids Prairie, we get ready for girls Mississippi Valley Conference basketball tonight on a foggy Friday evening as we get set for neighbors going at it, as it will be the women of Troy from Iowa City West or the Trojans. We asked Coach Mayer what he preferred to be called. He said, doesn't matter to me.
He's been called worse.
He's been called worse, as it'll be Iowa City West taking on the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie here tonight. Welcome in, Scott Unash alongside Steve Dozer here courtside at Cedar Rapids Prairie as we get ready to bring you the play-by-play story of this one. And you got two teams kind of on the opposite ends of the spectrum. Iowa City West, number three in Class 5A right now, the only loss of the year in their 12-1 record was an overtime loss to City High. They will get a chance to avenge that coming up on Tuesday night when those two teams go at it one more time. They come in 12-1, 8-0, a perfect 8-0 right now in the Mississippi Division of the Mississippi Valley Conference. Meanwhile, Cedar Rapids Prairie 4-9, but the Hawks come in 3-4, and they reside in the Valley Division of things. And this is the second meeting of the year between these two clubs. The first time around was actually the conference game. This one tonight is a non-conference game in the lexicon as far as things work. Don't ask me how. That's just the way it works. As the first time around, it was West High pulling away late to win that one 70-39. And the interesting thing about this game, Steve, is for Iowa City West, they have Prairie tonight, and then the next three are big, big, big. You can't look by a Prairie team because this Prairie team has looked really good with their young squad on some occasions, and then like Iowa on the men's side, when you have a young team, sometimes you don't look so good. So it's going to be interesting to see what we're going to get tonight.
Yeah, you talk about Iowa City West. They got Prairie tonight. They got West Des Moines Valley, City High, and Cedar Falls. So that's quite a big task. But, you know, they're on a seven-game winning streak right now. They're shooting the ball very well. You know, he's playing eight or nine kids. He said you'll see nine playing tonight, and he'll trim that down as the season gets closer. But, you know, it's a team averaging 64 points. They have six players with 17 steals or more. Think about that. Six players with 17 steals or more. And they're averaging 12 steals a game. So they're a team that likes to attack. They like to push the ball. They'll shoot the three. And they're a good rebounding team. They're averaging about 37 rebounds per game. So it's a very good team, and Prairie's got their hands full.
That's the most impressive thing, I think, about West High is the fact that it's so many players that can beat you on this team. They can go 10 deep, maybe even 11 deep. But and then you take a look at assists, and they're all packed in there between 17 and 34 assists for the season. Steals, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them with at least 10 steals on the year. And of those 7, 6 have 17 or more steals. So it can be anybody on the floor that can beat you for Coach B.J. Mayer in Iowa City West.
Yeah, they're hard to guard because anybody can beat you. And, you know, their team, you can be 9-9, and next thing you know, they come down with a barrage of threes. They come down with a barrage of steals defensively. So, you know, it's a team you have to be on your game. You have to cover all five players out there, and they're tough because they do. Like you said, they'll play 8, 9, 10, 11 kids every night, and he's got depth, and they're young too, by the way.
Yeah, you know? Real young, yeah. And so is Cedar Rapids Prairie, but this West High team, they're very interesting. They like to get up and down the court. They will pull up for threes. They shoot about 16 threes a game, but interestingly enough, they also get to the free throw line a lot, 19 times a game. You don't usually see that with a team that likes to shoot three-pointers, but they can go inside with Logan Cook and Emma Cook. They can post you up down there.
Well, and they're shooting 73% from the free throw line. I always think as a coach in girls basketball, if you're shooting over 67%, for a team, that is pretty darn good. So, yeah, they're shooting 73%, so there's really not an angle here to say, boy, we got to stop this part of the game or this part of the game, because they can beat you on all phases.
They take on a Cedar Rapids Prairie team tonight, and we mentioned that the Hawks, and with the youth that they have for Prairie, of course, they start two sophomores and two freshmen to go along with a junior for head coach Josh Bentley. It's been an up-and-down season. They've got some terrific wins on the year, this Prairie team has. For example, Cedar Rapids Washington beat Cedar Rapids Xavier as well and hung in with a lot of good teams like Cedar Falls right to
Linmar.
The end. And
yeah.
Linmar in a game we saw right down to the end here as well. Then there are other times that things haven't gone so well, but you're going to have that with a young group. And especially when you got young guards out there as well, like Sarah Schmidt, only a sophomore, but Mallory McDermott out there, Sid McCray, a couple of freshmen going out there as well. And we'll see what Prairie team shows up here tonight.
Yeah, you know, you do, like you said, you see some really good nights and you see some scores and the competitiveness, and then another night, Mount Pleasant, and you think, you know, it's a team, you know, on paper you go, yeah, we should get that, and then they kind of stumble on that game. So, but yet I expect them to come out tonight again and have a great game, because that's what young teams do. They just come out and play, and they're up and down, but again, they've had some very good wins, and they're very young. And like you said, it's led by Sarah Schmidt, sophomore, and you got McDermott and McCray. So, I mean, there's a cornerstone of youth, but a cornerstone of pretty good darn basketball players.
And the thing is, for Prairie tonight, and talking with the head coach Josh Bentley beforehand, kind of kidded with him, and I said, how's the mass shooter? And he said, probably as healthy as we've been in about a month, month and a half. They are going to get Jenna Wagamaster back tonight, and she has been out with a back injury, basically the last several weeks, and started practicing. They're going to go tonight. Don't exactly know how many minutes she's going to get, but she's going to have to be in there along with Hallie Person and then Kilpatrick, the sophomore on the inside, to negate some of the big height that West High has.
Well, and what Jenna brings too, she's a good rebounder. She'll be 6.5, 7 points or 7 rebounds a game. But the thing is, Scott, she's smart. She's athletic. She can block shots. And she can guard anybody that coach needs to guard. And they need her tonight because you know, West has, you know, pretty athletic lineup, and Jenna can counter some of that as well.
High school basketball being presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. Thanks to Dan Hillers. Thanks to Tom Schallstrom, everybody at First Federal, for helping us out. We do appreciate it. Our presenting sponsor all through the season of high school basketball right here on KGYM. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. That's firstfedcu.com with their rates as low as 1.99% APR. Busy weekend of basketball we got tonight. We go at it tomorrow with a girl-boy doubleheader on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. 107.5 listeners at 2:45. Maybe the last time we're going to see an MVC versus CIML tomorrow. Waukee will be at Linmar. Looking forward to that doubleheader. And then Regina Solon, always a lot of fun. That'll be on 106.3 FM coming up tomorrow. A little bit later on with that one at about 4:15. The other games in the MVC tonight, this is the only non-conference game that is going on. Cedar Falls will be at Kennedy tonight. Number 2, City High, will be at Jefferson tonight, just up the road. Washington is up at Waterloo West to take on Dr. Tony Pappas and the Wahawks. Linmar is at Dubuque Senior tonight. Xavier travels to Hempstead, and Dubuque Wallard is at Waterloo East. So that is the rundown of the games in the MVC coming up tonight. And it's interesting, Steve, because next week on the girls' side of things, I believe early in the week, we will get the pairings for 1A, 2A, and 3A. And then after that, about a week from now, it will be the pairings for the bigger classes. And for Iowa City West especially, this next week, tonight, and then the next three are going to be huge as far as their seeding potential is concerned.
Yeah, very much so, because right now, you know, the union's done a really good job, I think, of really trying to split teams up. But like you said, for City High and West, does one go to Davenport? And if so, which team will go to Davenport? Then the other team either go south or they come into Cedar Rapids and play some Metro teams here. So you're right. It'll be interesting because those are the two teams. It's going to be interesting to see how they split them up. And it'll come down to this next week and a half of basketball.
Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups tonight for this one in the Mississippi Valley Conference. First of all, for the visitors, it'll be Iowa City West at 12-1, 8-0 in the conference, and number 3 rated in Class 5A. For West High, they would go with 3-guard lineup. Number 13, Rachel Saunders. will be at one guard, the 5'9 junior, averaging 11.1 points per ball game. Also to guard, it'll be Lauren Zacharias, 5'5 sophomore. She makes this machine go, averaging 8.1 points per game, a 44% three-point shooter as well. The third guard will be Maddie Hinker, 5'7 and a sophomore, averaging 8.2 points per game. And we will give you the other starters in a moment, but right now let's join the Cedar Rapids Prairie Pep Band with tonight's national anthem. Nope, check that. We are not going to have the Pep Band. We are going to have a soloist with our anthem. Job with our national anthem tonight. The other two starters for West High up front, no relation, Logan Cook, 6'1 and a junior, leading West in scoring at 16.5 points. Also leads them in rebounding at about 6 points per ball game. And Emma Cook, 5'11 and a sophomore. Cook at 8 points, second on the team with 5.5 rebounds per game. The head coach for Iowa City West is B.J. Mayer. Now the starting lineup for the home team, the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie, 4-9 in the year, 3-4 in the MVC. They also will go with a three-guard lineup. Sid McCray at one guard, 5'10", and a freshman. McCray at 9.1 points per ball game. Third on the Hawks with 10 made threes on the year. Also to guard, number one, Sarah Schmidt, 5'7 to the sophomore at 13.2 points per game. Also leads Prairie in three-pointers with 12 on the year. Third guard is Mallory McDermott, 5'6 and a freshman. Second on the team in scoring at 9.6 points per ball game. And up front, it'll be number 34, Hallie Person. Person, the 5'11 junior. She's been battling injuries this year, averaging about 5 points per ball game and 4.5 rebounds. And also up front, Rachel Kilpatrick, 6 feet even and a sophomore. And Kilpatrick, 2.7 points a game. The head coach for the Prairie Hawks is Josh Bentley, assisted by Steve Stump. Prairie in the home white with the black and orange trim, and Iowa City West in the gold with the green lettering and numbers trimmed in black. Our officials, good ones from the MVC, Norm Granger, Robert Smith, and Stacy Van Arsdale. It will be a well-called game, but probably they'll let him play a little bit.
Yeah, a couple of good athletes in that bunch too, and they are. When I coach, we always look for it. If they walked in the gym, you knew you were going to have a really good officiated game.
Well, what are you expecting here? This is going to be a game of tempo. I don't think Prairie can run with West High.
No, it's going to be a game of tempo, and it's going to be one tempo. It's going to be whatever I think Iowa City West is going to do, because they're going to come at you, and, you know, Prairie's going to have to slow it down if they can. They're going to have to pick their battles when they run. Prairie likes to run as well, but I think they're going to have to pick their battles on that, because West is a phenomenal running team, and, you know, there's not many teams that rebound better than them as well.
Well, we're just about set to go, as not a bad crowd on hand. The boys are playing a big game down at Iowa City tonight.
That'll be a good one. I know a big contingency went to that as well. And Prairie got them last time, so I know they'll remember that, and that should be quite a game down there.
Only loss. We'll keep you updated on that as well as other games going on around the MVC and around the area here tonight. West High with Cook and Cook, Saunders, Zacharias, and Hinker, McCray, Person, Kilpatrick, Schmidt, and McDermott for the Prairie Hawks. And as we are set to go here, it'll be Kilpatrick to tip it up against Logan Cook. as Norm Granger will throw the ball in the air. Tap controlled by West High, and we're underway as West will go to the bucket to our right. Man-to-man for Prairie, and the running left-hander is good in the lane by Matty Hinker.
Yeah, Hinker took it right away and just attacked. That's what they like to do.
2-0 in favor of West High as Prairie will attack the bucket to our left here tonight. Circling out front, McDermott on the drive. Tried to wink pass, tipped and stolen away. There's Saunders with a steal, and she'll make it 4-0 in favor of Iowa City West.
Yeah, and there's the pressure right there, man-to-man. But, boy, they're in the passing lanes, and they'll jump out on the screens.
Man-to-man for West High. Far side, McDermott works it out front to Sarah Schmidt. It's going to be Saunders on her, and that's a terrific matchup right there off the clear out. Baseline drive, McCray, nice wraparound pass underneath, and the easy layup for Kilpatrick.
Yeah, Iowa City gave her baseline. She went left, and nice drop off to Kilpatrick.
4-2. Here's Cook, a high archer for three. No good, an air ball, but Saunders gets the rebound and the putback on the follow-away from the heart of the lane for two. She is so active, Rachel Saunders.
Very active.
West High leads it here in the early going, 6-2. They put on that pressure man-to-man. They try to trap out of it as well. Schmidt drives, kicks it over on the right side to Kilpatrick. Got doubled, had it slapped away and stolen. Zacharias weaves her way through traffic. Tried to bounce it down low to a running Saunders, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that's one of those that should have just taken it up and took the layup out of there and ended up with almost a turnover.
Saunders give and go underneath the Cook off the glass. Left it short, and a rebound out of there to Hallie Person. And Prairie down by four with the basketball, but right now they're playing the tempo that B.J. Mayer wants to play.
Absolutely, and they got to be careful.
Here's a double, bounce pass over to Hallie Person, drives baseline on Cook, cut off at the block, goes back door to Schmidt, runner up and good.
Boy, that was a great backdoor cut. Person got caught in a little double on the baseline, and a nice cut down the lane for Sarah Schmidt.
6-4, we played 2 minutes. Emma Cook back to Saunders. Pull up three on the way, right through, right of the circle for three. And Rachel Saunders has 7 early.
Boy, and then good looking athlete, too. And well, she's caused some damage early.
9-4 lead for the women of Troy. McCray guarded by Hinker. Circles right. No look pass underneath. And another backdoor cut and a layup, this time by McDermott.
Yeah, Prairie's right now is able to penetrate the zone, or they're penetrate the lane and getting some nice, easy dump offs.
Hinker for three, short front iron, rebounded Hallie Person. And Prairie bringing it up in a hurry with Sarah Schmidt. She'll stop between the circles, gets it over to McCray. Comes right off the ball screen, she'll set up for three, puts it up and in. Sid McCray with the three-pointer.
Boy, nice job by Sid McCray. And again, she can hurt you with the penetration, hurt you with the outside shot.
10 of 35, we got a charge. I think on Logan Cook as she drove the lane.
Yep, Sydney did a nice job stepping in, and I think she leads the team right now too, Scott, in charges.
9-9 game here in the early going. 3 minutes into it, it's been a good one. Prairie with the basketball. Schmidt in front court, they look for their first lead. McDermott, right wing, deep three on the way. In and out, no good, but Schmidt the offensive board. Good bounce pass underneath to Kilpatrick for two. And it's 11-9 in favor of Prairie. Pull-up jumper, good. Ties things up quickly by Logan Cook. Don't look down, Steve.
No, don't look down. You're going to miss an assist and a shot right now. So good tempo by both teams.
And both teams shooting it very well. They'll clear out right side. Kilpatrick goes one-on-one and had it slapped away and stolen. Coming up with the steal, Zacharias all the way down and the layup curls in. First two for Zacharias, and it's 13-11 in favor of West.
And she leads the team in steals right now, and you can see why.
Schmidt out front. Over to McDermott, right of the circle. Over in the corner now. Turning over there is Schmidt. Guarded by Saunders in the man-to-man. High post, Person looking back door. Bounced underneath, but stolen away this time by Cook. Two-on-two break. Cook all the way down. She'll stop for 15, put it up. Back iron, no. Offensive rebound, Emma Cook. Put it on the floor. Lost it. Picked up by Logan Cook. Her runner with a left hand curls in. Four Prairie turnovers, and I think West has capitalized on every one of them.
Yeah, we may reach 100 here.
Fine by me.
Yeah.
15-11. Step back jumper blocked out of there by Logan Cook. It goes out of bounds. And West High will bring in substitutions. Prairie's going to come in with subs as well. Paige Beckner will come in for Iowa City West. Also, Kaylin Morgan will come in for West High. Prairie bounce inside. Kick out to Jenna Wagamaster, who's going to make her first appearance in quite a while for Prairie. Also, Lauren Cook into the game. We have three Cooks, not related, all spelled differently. Two for West and one for Prairie. McKenna Monk into the game as well for the Prairie Hawks. Schmidt goes crossover a couple times out front. On the drive, in all the way. Runner no with the left hand. Rebound Wagamaster, and on the floor was foul. And Emma Cook will pick up her first foul and the second on West High. Emma Cook will come out of the Iowa City West lineup. Allie Talkin into the game now for West High.
Prairie's doing a good job. They're not forcing anything on offense. They're working the ball around, trying to get a good look or find a seam.
Schmidt circling left free throw line to Lauren Cook. Starts a drive, cut off by the double team. Monk up top. Schmidt fakes the three, drives on Saunders. Got double teamed and had it blocked. Allie Talkin came over and got the swat away. 15-11. Morgan, back right wing, three-pointer won't go by Hinker, and out of there with it, Prairie's Sarah Schmidt. Breakneck pace to this one here in the early going. McCray, stutter dribble coming right, and a three-second violation against Prairie.
Yeah, Jenna Wagamaster's in the lane a little bit, and that just comes with getting a little more playing and getting her feet back.
So Beckner in there, Katie McGrain will come in. Allie Talkin is in there, Kaylin Morgan is in there for Iowa City West. Wagamaster, Cook, McCray, Monk, and Schmidt in there right now for the Prairie Hawks. McGrain, a good three-point shooter. Bullet pass inside, Cook, turnaround, left it short, or Talkin make it, and she slapped it out of bounds, and it will be Prairie basketball.
You know, I like the pace both teams right now. And, Prairie's working the ball around in Iowa City. You got an open look, you're taking it. And that's what BJ style is. Take your shot, even if it's a quick one.
I'm not sure Prairie can keep this pace up, though.
No, that's going to be the concern. But early on, it's a good start for them.
McCray turns left side. Schmidt behind the screen. Takes a left free throw line. Eight play catch with it on the arc. Minute 35 to play. Bounce down low. Posting up Lauren Cook. Duck under move, shot blocked out of there nicely by Beckner. Got it back though, and Prairie will set it back up. A couple blocks in the early going for West. Off the screen, Schmidt on the stutter dribble. Kicks it back out to McCray. Sit in the lane, leaner won't go. Might have been partially blocked. And then West comes up with a steal as Morgan saved it actually off the face of Beckner. To the corner, McGrain open three and she hits, and that's what Katie McGrain can do.
Boy, and there's a lot of them that can do that too, and when they get an open look, he doesn't care what part of the floor they're on, go ahead and shoot it.
3 of 18 coming in, but she's a better shooter than that. And it's 18-11, seven in a row, off the clear out Monk. Nice pass underneath the Cook, missed the bunny though, and the rebound out of there to Beckner for West.
Yeah, you gotta make those, those are 2 points, you don't come easy.
Saunders back in, fakes the pass, puts up the deep NBA three, no good left of the circle, rebounded by Cook. Half a minute to play, first quarter, and it's 18-11 West, and a foul on the defensive end against the Trojans. Gonna go against Katie McGrain.
Yeah, and they call hand check, Scott, but I tell you what, we've seen that all year. They're consistent. Everywhere we've gone, they really want the girls to use their feet, not their hands, and the refs have done a pretty good job of putting that statement out there all season.
Mallory McDermott back in for the Prairie Hawks. She'll get the inbounds pass. Prairie will go for the last shot, it looks like here. McCray high post, bounce to Wagamaster, spins right free throw line, dump pass inside, tipped away by Beckner and stolen. Sixth Prairie turnover. Morgan to the trailer, Zacharias, fakes, drops it off inside. Cook turnaround won't go, rebound Prairie. 5 seconds, they got time to get a shot off. McCray goes crossover. On the dribble drive, all the way in. Shot off the glass, no good. And that will do it for the first quarter of play. A little bump of play on. And after one, it's Iowa City West 18, Cedar Rapids Prairie 11. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you for the second quarter from Cedar Rapids Prairie. 7-0 run by Iowa City West to close out that first quarter. And they lead at 18-11. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with the Hawks. As Quinn Beal will come in for the first time for Prairie. She is a 6-foot sophomore. Where's number 40? McDermott in there, Wagamaster, Monk, and Schmidt for the Hawks. And we'll set the West High lineup for you coming up in a moment as they are back to their starters. Cook, Saunders, Zacharias, and Hinker. Off the clear out. Wagamaster drives, kicks it to McDermott. All the way down the lane. Runner good with the right hand.
Boy, she made a nice hesitation move, too, to get her defender up on her heels.
18-13. Prairie hanging in there down five. And we got a whistle and a three-second violation this time against West High.
Yeah, that was on 22 Logan Cook. Kind of camping out a little bit.
So that's one on each team there. With that, Prairie will walk it up one of the few times we've had a team walk it up. Monk tried to go right and lost it off her leg, but then stole it right back, but she's tied up. And the arrow is going to give it to Iowa City West.
I tell you what, Iowa City West is so active, Scott, and they're in the passing. That's their seventh steal today. That's they got hands and quickness. And
all the turnovers have been by Steele. 18-13. Cook, right wing. Bullet pass down low. Saunders, turnaround rimming and good for Rachel Saunders, who's got four buckets and nine.
Yeah, that was a nice called set play there and a good pass by Zacharias.
20-13. Prairie basketball down by seven. McKenna Monk, bounce right side. Sideline, Schmidt starts a drive, goes crossover. Coming off the high Wagamaster screen. Gets to cross court now to McKenna Monk. Wide pass, but Schmidt, guarded by Saunders, picks it up at the right point. And Prairie going to slow it down just a little bit here. Skip pass, and they bounce it inside the deal, and she traveled with it.
Tell you what, they're really jumping out. They're trapping right now and, causing a little bit for Prairie to hurry their offense, and which caused a travel right there. But they're really kind of jumping out on them right now and double-teaming out in the perimeter.
Person and Kilpatrick back in for Prairie. Well, West has 10 people they can play. So they got a bevy of fouls, so they can put a little pressure and they can afford to do
it. Absolutely.
Cook inside, got loose, and got the layup down on the left block. That's Logan Cook. 22-13, this is the biggest lead now for Iowa City West. Schmidt behind the back, bounces it left wing. Couple of jab steps from McKenna Monk, guarded by Hinker. Between the circles, goes back door, Person to Schmidt. I think that pass was intended for Schmidt all the way, and Person kind of got in the middle. Saunders out there on it. Slings it over to McDermott. Starts to go baseline all the way in. Runner no, but she got fouled going up.
I tell you what, Mellor McDermott does such a good job of getting her defender to get up on her heels, and then she is very good at attacking the lane and a runner, too. She's very good at that, and kind of a signature move for her. She can also hit the three, but she is quite a heady player.
Team foul number four. Free throw is up and swish through, and West has yet to be, or Prairie has yet to be called for a foul. McDermott with five, the 5'6 freshman.
Very good free throw shooter.
Grandpa Bob Ask here tonight, I should say.
Yes.
Or no, great grandpa. Great grandpa.
Yeah, great grandpa.
22-15. Of course, Mallory McDermott's dad used to coach Iowa City West.
That's right, Mark.
Inside Cook, a high-arching turnaround won't go left of the lane. They fight for the rebound, and McCray took it away from Hinker. Yeah, split allegiances tonight with the McDermott family, perhaps. A little bit. Prairie basketball. McDermott, far sideline. Circles it up top, cut off by Saunders. They work the perimeter left wing. Coming right with it. Schmidt on the dribble drive. Right hand, high arching floater, and got the roll.
I tell you what, Prairie does it really good with the dribble drive and floater in the lane. And all those girls do a nice job with that move.
22-17, Beckner back into the game to Logan Cook. Looking inside, a bounce down low to Saunders. Nice head and shoulder fake. Turnaround won't go off the glass though, and the rebound, Schmidt. Prairie on the run. Here's Schmidt. No look, bounce inside, and Zacharias came up with a steal. West the other way, 3-on-2, all the way in, flings it up, good, over the shoulder, it'll count a foul.
And I tell you what, that was a good pass by Sarah Schmidt, but that just tells you how quick the hands are of West to get their hands in on that.
First foul of the game on Prairie comes 11:29 into the game. And Lauren Zacharias looking for the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 24-17 West. One free throw up and good as Katie McGrain will come in for Logan Cook. So West going a hair smaller now, although Beckner in there at 6'1". Kaylin Morgan also in. McGrain, Saunders, and Hinker. Backdoor bounce. Runner forced up, no good by McDermott on the block. And here comes West the other way. Saunders, long diagonal pass to McGrain. Runner good as she kissed it off the glass from the left side.
Yeah, got a quick first step off the baseline, which you never want to give up baseline.
Timeout Prairie. They're going to get a 30 here. And you talked about the burst, and here's one of those. Was a five-point game, suddenly up to 10.
Yeah, and right now it becomes confidence for Prairie because, they can easily build a lead quick, but if you keep your head up and confident to still keep doing what they're doing. Prairie's done a really nice job. They've done a nice job attacking the lane, drop-off passes, runners. They've done a really good job, but I tell you what, Iowa City West, they don't care what tempo. They're coming at you, coming at you, coming at you. And that's offensive end, and that's also on the defensive end. You know, right now, Prairie's done a good job rebounding, but a lot of Iowa City West has come off turnovers, steals. So, they're just quick hands, quick everything.
Prairie not playing bad.
No, they're playing very well, actually. And it's just West has so many kids to throw at you, and they run such a good defensive system.
Kilpatrick to Schmidt, directing traffic outside the arc left wing, gets it to McDermott. Working on Morgan. Cross-court pass, McCray. Starts the drive, yo-yos it back outside the arc. Now takes it down the lane all the way. Left-hand floater good, and there's another one.
Yeah, that's about their fourth made floater today. And again, they're very strong in that, especially those two freshmen.
27-19, Saunders penetrates, gets doubled, kicked out to McGrain for three. No, came up short. But West, the offensive rebound. Back to Saunders, who buries the jumper left of the lane. 12.
Yeah, you cannot give West two opportunities at the basket, and that's what happened there.
29-19. That is the 11th point for Rachel Saunders, the 5'9 junior. McDermott doubled, flips it over to Person on the drive. Her leaner won't go off, and the rebound out of there to Beckner. Outlet to Morgan, all the way up the middle. Morgan driving in, blocking foul called on Prairie. That's going to go against Sid McCray.
I like what Sid did. She stepped in there, looked like a possible defensive charge there, and again for freshman, and she leads the team.
Kaylin Morgan, so much talent on this West team.
And then here you have Morgan coming off the bench, you know. Her siblings aren't very good ones that you and I play. Both are you and I. Their sister, and very good player there, freshman. And then, of course, Jeremy, a senior, heck of a player. And they got more on the way yet. I think they have another son yet that's coming up. So that name will be around for a while.
5.5 a game for Morgan coming off the bench as a sophomore. Up and short on the second one. And Prairie gets the deep rebound. McCray up the left-hand boards, 30-19, biggest lead for West High. Wagamaster back in there, gets a free throw line. Schmidt back to Wagamaster, had an open shot, but turned it down. And now Prairie will set it back, and West's going to go zone here. Little 1-3-1.
Yeah, they're going to bring it in, make them beat them outside right now. That's probably, but they run it so quick. They're covering all the spots.
And so long with Talkin in there. They go back door. Bounce now to Wagamaster along the baseline. Poked away for a moment. So West has got Logan Cook in there, who comes up with a steal. Cook, one on two, all the way down. Runner, no good. Saunders, a weak side rebound, and a tied ball. And it's going to go to Prairie. Right now, West has got on the floor 6-1, 6-1, and 6-1 in this 1-3-1.
And their arms are just as long.
And Morgan's 5'9".
Yeah, and she's playing back. She's the back person. So, they are covering. The lane is filled with arms and movement.
I mean, I love this defense for BJ Mayer. But you need the people to play it. They've got the people to play it. Here's another steal, another 2-on-2. Threading the needle to Beckner, but she traveled with it. Took a little extra step.
Well, she made an extra pass, which she shouldn't have. Cook should have just should have put that in herself.
Maybe too unselfish.
Yes, and they are. Sometimes that hurts you.
Cook comes in for Prairie for Kilpatrick. So Lauren Cook in there. Sid McCray, Wagamaster, McDermott, and Schmidt for the Prairie Hawks. Left side bounce. Morgan coming out on Cook. Cook gets to the free throw line. McCray open jumper off the back iron. No, it's tapped out of bounds, and it's going to go to West. Last touch by Lauren Cook. UCLA. 30-19, minute 40 to play here in the first half. Neither team anywhere near the bonus. Saunders stop and go move into the lane. Leaner up, no, but drew the foul. Quick turn in that corner.
Boy, just the length and the 1-3-1, you know, like you said, I do like the mix that he does, and he has the people to run. A lot of times 1-3-1 is a great defense if you have the right people to cover the space, and they definitely do, and he's got the right lineup to do that.
Saunders' free throw was too strong, and you mentioned earlier West is a 73% free throw shooting team. Saunders at 71%. Got one out of two here. Just every one of them, pretty much a good free throw shooter.
Very good.
That's so tough to come from behind in this team. 31-19, they extend to 1-3-1. Cook tracked along the left sideline, looking for some help, and traveled with it.
Yeah, they're trapping the side right now. When you get in the side, that just brings them over or the baseline, and they do a nice job.
And we're going to get a timeout called, a full timeout here, taken by Prairie. We'll take one as well. Minute 18 to play first half, 31-19, West on top. Back in a minute here on KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here at Prairie, listening to high school basketball tonight at 1600 AM. KGYM Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and also worldwide at KGYMradio.com. The Fairfaxians are listening tonight.
Cedar Rapids got a garage full. Britt Hutchins is Avid's daughter, Sierra.
I remember
Sierra. So they're big fans of yours and all in the garage right
now.
Not of
you, though,
to you.
Huh?
Well, that I can't say, but they might be now that we said their name.
Morgan will walk it up for West Eye, up by a dozen, 31-19. They go back door on the bounce, collecting it, putting up on the run. No good Saunders, and Cook with the rebound for Prairie. Nice look off the out of bounds and off the timeout, but West just couldn't put it in.
West is back to man-to-man.
Schmidt on the drive, forces it up, but threw the foul in the lane. Went one-on-one, and that's what Prairie's done well in this game.
They've been patient. They've ran their offense, and the thing is, when they see a gap, then they attack it and able to get the runner or draw some fouls, which they need to do.
Free throw on the way and up and good for Sarah Schmidt.
You're not going to beat West at a three-point game, you know, a three-pointer all night. And that's, something Prairie can do, but you can't beat a team like that with just threes. So they got to find ways to get to the basket.
Second one, no good, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wagamaster. 31-20, under a minute to play, 50 seconds here in the first half. Morgan bringing it up, top of the key. Bounce high post to Logan Cook. Back it comes to Morgan. Outside the arc, they clear out that right side for her. Back up top to Hinkert, coming off the screen. Driving down the left side of the lane, had her shot rejected out of there. Wagamaster with the block, and it came down to Lauren Cook. Back's feeling pretty good, it looks like, for Wagamaster.
Yeah, she's moving really well right now.
Here's the pull-up high archer. Got blocked. Rebound Wagamaster. Back up and in for two.
Boy, either a good block or a great pass.
31-22. 14 seconds. West will go for the last shot. Hinker to Saunders. 10 seconds. Puts it on the floor. Angles right with the drive. Kick to Hinker. Fakes the three. She'll go cross court. Back it comes. Left wing. Three. Morgan good. Right at the horn for West. Great ball movement. And Kaylin Morgan gets the three-pointer. Boy, that's how you draw it up.
That is, thing is, anybody can hit him, and that's what you just don't want that at the buzzer going in. You want momentum right now, and that would have made it a lot closer, you know, nine-point game.
Halftime score, number three, Iowa City West, 34, Cedar Rapids Prairie, 22. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back, have halftime for you right after this. You're listening, Girls High School Basketball on KGYM.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids Prairie at halftime as the score at the break, 34-22 in favor of number three, Iowa City West over Cedar Rapids Prairie. Scott Unash, Steve Dozier with you. Is very fun first half. You take a look at the scoreboard, 12 points is the difference, but to be honest with you, Prairie didn't play a bad first half. West played that well.
Yeah, and Prairie didn't play bad first half. Obviously, West shot the ball very well, and obviously, right now, steals are hurting them. You know, they're just because they're in the passing lane right now, and Iowa City West, I think, has 8 steals already, and that's, and they capitalized on all 8. They scored on all 8 steals, and that's something you don't want to do on those turnovers.
The 1-3-1 hurt them, really helped Iowa City West, and like you said, Prairie with 11 turnovers in the first half, and most of those led directly to Iowa City West points, and that's your difference.
It is the difference right now, and those turnovers are the difference. And you know, right now, though, Prairie's done a good job of kind of getting in the lane, finding some dump-offs, and kind of what stopped them cold for a little bit is when Coach Mayer went into the 1-3-1, and that pretty much took away any opportunity in the lane just because how much length how active their 1-3-1 zone was.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring here at the halftime break for Iowa City West. so far being led by Rachel Saunders with 12 points in that first half of play. Logan Cook with 6, Lauren Zacharias with 5, Katie McGrain off the bench with 5, Kaylin Morgan with 4, and Maddie Hinker with 2. For the Prairie Hawks, balanced scoring in the first half. Mallory McDermott leading the way with 6, 2 field goals and 2 free throws. Sarah Schmidt and Sid McCray with 5 apiece. Rachel Kilpatrick with 4, and Jenna Wagamaster off the bench with 2. Turnovers, that was the biggest stat of the first half. It's Prairie with 11, Iowa City West with only 3 so far. Bench scoring is 9-2, West High. Free throw shooting right now, the Trojans 3 out of 5 at 60%, while Prairie was 3 out of 4 and 75%. West with 3 threes in the first half to 1 for Cedar Rapids Prairie. The boys game right now, just to throw that out there, after the first quarter, West with a 21-13 lead over Cedar Rapids Prairie going on down there. And it is, wow. Cedar Falls leading Kennedy 19-2 in girls basketball. That is after one quarter. And Jefferson leading City High 11-6. Interesting.
Yes. So far it's, you expect Cedar Falls to, you know, they're a good team, but all their scores are close, so that's a good start for them.
Well, how about rebounding? There weren't a lot of missed shots in the first half.
No, and, you know, Prairie right now is up 16. They have 14 defensive and 2 offensive, but a lot of those rebounds, you know, West puts it up right away. They don't mess around. If they got an open shot, they're going to shoot it. So right now I have Prairie with 14 defensive, 2 offensive, and then for West, I have them with 4 defensive and 4 offensive for a total of 8 rebounds. But right now, the steals by West has been the difference.
And West just getting up and down at a breakneck pace so far in this game. And they will take on West Des Moines Valley coming up tomorrow. And that will be tomorrow, a very interesting pair of games. We will have Waukee and Linmar.
That should be a really good game.
And like we said, we won't see many of these CIML MVC games because the CIML has gone to a round robin, and they had to petition to get these two games on the schedule. So,
well, the NVC is getting bigger here too, and that'll be interesting how they do that when Western Dubuque and Liberty join.
Yeah, that'll be coming up in a couple of years down the road, but still.
Makes it tough for these guys to find 21 games anymore. It's very difficult.
Yeah, and of course we mentioned West plays Valley tomorrow. They play City High on Tuesday, and then Cedar Falls on Friday. Now, should mention as well, on Tuesday night, there has been a little bit of a change for West City, the doubleheader. They are going to play the boys game first in that one on Tuesday night at City High, and the girls game is going to be the nightcap. So
I like that, because I tell you what, you know, right now the West men are doing real well, City High boys not so much, and I think really the draw for that night will be, it's a 2-point game last time, came down to the very last second, so that should be a very, very entertaining, and if you're in the Iowa City area or around the area, that would be definitely worth your money to go watch City High, and you know, it's 2 versus 3, I believe.
And get there early.
Yeah, get there early.
We will have the game, both of them, for you on KGYM coming up on Tuesday night. A doubleheader. Alex Kuhn will be down at City High for that one. We mentioned our doubleheader tomorrow. Regina Solon will be on the 106.3 FM. We'll be on 107.5 for Waukee and Linmar tomorrow. And then next Tuesday night, we've got boys basketball for you. Back here at Prairie, the surprising Hawks will take on Dubuque Hempstead coming up on Tuesday night of next week.
So I don't know if it's much of a surprise anymore, the way that they've knocked down a couple Dubuque senior here too. So I think people now are realizing Prairie's got a pretty darn good basketball team.
34-22 at halftime as Iowa City West leads Cedar Rapids Prairie in a very entertaining first half of play. Prairie 4-9, West coming in at 12-1. We saw this Prairie team early in the year, and they've had some injuries they've had to deal with. They haven't had a full allotment of players in practice. The freshman The couple of freshmen that Prairie has brought up to start with McCray and McDermott, they're getting better and better.
They are getting better. And their schedule, too, Scott, was murderous. I mean, it was you couldn't have had a harder first 10 games to start their year than what Prairie had. And, yeah, these freshmen grew up in a hurry playing the competition they had. So this should bode well for them this second half and as they get into tournament play.
Weston, their gold. Prairie in their home white. We're about ready to go with half number two here tonight from Cedar Rapids Prairie. As we'll see what lineups both teams bring out here.
And I'll be curious to see what West does, if they're going to, you know, come out in a little full court pressure, try something a little bit different, extend it a little more, a little half court trap, because they have the athletes, they have the length. To cause some issues moving, you know, extending their pressure up the court a little bit more, or will they come in that, you know, 1-3-1 as well? So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what B.J. Mayer does, but I would not be surprised if they, you know, extended a little bit out and tried something a little bit different defensively on them.
Zacharias Hinker, Logan Cook, Emma Cook, Rachel Saunders all out there for Iowa City West, and for Prairie, Sarah Schmidt, Sid McCray, out there along with Mallory McDermott, Hallie Person, and Rachel Kilpatrick. So both teams back to their original starting lineups as we are set to go here for half number two tonight from Cedar Rapids Prairie. As soon as everybody's ready to go, we will get them rolling here. And we're that was the biggest awkward pause of the night there. Hinker in front court. West High going to the basket to our left. They'll work the weave out front. Hand off to Saunders. Bullet pass inside. Fumbled for a moment. Then Cook lost it. Went to the floor, got up, and they got her for traveling.
Yeah, they came out with a set play and, you know, Prairie did a nice job of collapsing and help side, which it disrupted them a little bit.
And Prairie will walk it up across the timeline. Sid McCray picked up by Hinker. And the man-to-man pass to the wing, stolen away by Saunders. They got a three-on-one. Pass to the trailer. Left-hand layup short, though. Out of there by Hinker. Chases on, and the rebound comes out to McCray. Prairie dodged a bullet right there. McCray in the penetration. Free throw line to Schmidt. Kick out McDermott way off on the three-pointer. And the air ball taken out of there by Emma Cook. Good rebounder for this West team. So Logan Cook, right corner, high arching three short, and a rebound to Person. Prairie with a nice job of blocking out that time the last couple of trips down.
They've done a really good job on defensive end for their boards defensively. Very good job.
34-22, no one scored in the first minute. Much different than we had in the first quarter.
We have already 10 or 12 points scored by now.
Sarah Schmidt picks it up, right point. Long bounce pass over to Person, puts it on the floor, starts to drive right free throw line, cut off, ball tipped and stolen right in front of us by Hinker. High lob pass underneath, nice catch by Cook, got caught underneath though, and West comes up with the deflection. West will spread the court here, Saunders up front. Zacharias guarded by McCray, inside Cook, back out to Logan Cook. Three-pointer, almost got the roll, rebound tapped around, picked up by Emma Cook. Back to Saunders, turns three, good.
Boy, again, you cannot give Iowa City West two opportunities. Prairie's done a really good job rebounding, but boy, if you give them a second chance at it, they're gonna cash it in.
Biggest lead of the game, 37-22. Clear out, now a two-person game. For McCray, looking for Person on the pick and roll, couldn't get it to her. Now Person on the corner, starts to go baseline, cut off, and the bad pass stolen out of there by Zacharias. Two on two, all the way down through the double team, layup good. Prairie might need a timeout here.
Yeah, that's their 12th steal right now I have for Iowa City West, and they've cashed them all in.
30-second timeout gonna be taken by Josh Bentley here. As it's now 39-22, as the West lead is up to 17 now. As West has scored the first five here of the third quarter.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I have them scoring 24 points off turnovers, and, you know, that's tough to do right now. And Prairie just hasn't been able to get in a flow early, which they did to start the game, and that's something that Coach Bentley wants to get them regrouped and get a better flow going.
West is causing havoc coming over to trap.
Yeah. Boy, if they're not one of the top two or three teams left standing, I would be shocked at the end of the year, because they're the best I've seen right now. And City High. I mean, City High's right up there as well, so.
39-22, Prairie off the timeout, down 17. 5.5 to play in the third. Outside the arc, Kilpatrick. Goes baseline, leaves it over there for McCray. McCray on the drive, left-hand runner, good off the glass from the right side of the lane.
She's a lefty, but she, either hand for her is the same, and just good control, good body.
Only a freshman, Wagamaster. Prairie staying in the man-to-man, pick and roll underneath. Logan Cook, block-to-block pass, shot blocked from behind, but a foul called. Emma Cook will go to the line.
Well, that's what now Iowa City West is doing, getting a little penetration into the lane and getting good help side from Prairie, but they're finding the open person there, drawing some fouls.
McDermott picked up the foul. The free throw's no good off the right side of the iron. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. Kaylin Morgan comes in, Zacharias out, Logan Cook out for West. And also in is Paige Beckner. Free throw number two is good for Cook, her first point. Lauren Cook will come in for Prairie. Can't wait till all three Cooks are on the floor. That'll be fun. On the drive, all the way in, McCray got the roll on the runner. Wanted the foul, didn't
she? She did, yeah, she almost drew a foul.
Clear out that time, and McCray now with 9, 40-26. Cook off the dribble, hand back, now to Morgan. Down the left side of the lane, runner off the glass and curls it in.
Boy, Morgan did a nice job. Those girls can just penetrate and able to capitalize and just very strong going to the basket.
42-26, off the isolation. Wagamaster is fouled as she went up with the leaner. Nice first step there by Jenna. And the foul on West will be on who? Going to be on 30. Beckner.
Yep. Paige Beckner, 6'1".
Free throw no good. McGrain in now for West, and McKenna Monk will come in for Prairie, 5'6", sophomore. Hinker will check out and get a breather for West High. One more for Jenna Wagamaster. Playing her first game off the injury, missed both free throws. And it's 42-26. Emma Cook angling right, gives it off to McGrain. As West working against the man-to-man, they run a little weave up top. Back to McGrain, left wing three, got
it. So that was a straight perfect shot. The net didn't even move.
Katie McGrain with 8. 19 at point, West High lead at 45-26. Schmidt right wing, circles it free throw line, on the penetration, kicks it out to Wagamaster, into the lane and was fouled going up. And she'll get a couple free throws.
Yeah, it's good to see her back on the floor, and it's good to see her doing some things she did before she was hurt right now. She's able to get in the lane, penetrate, she's just athletic and active.
Second foul on Katie McGrain, and Wagamaster's free throw this time up and good. And that would be point number three. Logan Cook back into the West lineup as Emma Cook will come out. Free throw number two, no good, and the deep kicker off the line drive comes to Logan Cook. We got two Cooks in there. We almost had three.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Saunders, good, whip pass. Left corner now, back to McGrain, left wing three. That time short all the way. Rebound out of bounds, and they're going to give it to West. Couple Hawks went for it, tapped it out of bounds. .341 to play as we're over the halfway mark of the third. Morgan inbound, lobs it over the top and over the head of Breckner, and stolen out of there by Sarah Schmidt. Only the fifth West turnover. Pull up three won't go. Schmidt right of the key, rebounded by West. Lead pass McGrain, driving baseline, stops, pops, and hits.
Boy, tough shot, too. And baseline, got her composure, pulls up for a jump shot. So a very nice job by Katie McGrain.
Her dad, of course, former Cedar Rapids, Washington boys assistant coach. On the baseline drive, Cook's runner won't go. And the rebound to West. One and done. West up 20.
Oh, nice pass.
Too far, though, for Logan Cook.
That was a good look by Morgan, but just a little bit out of reach.
Talkin in, Zacharias back in, deal in for Prairie. 3:06 to play in the third, 47-27 in favor of West. And Prairie with the basketball. Hawks will bring it up, and West, well, let's see. Are they going to go to that 1-3-1? Or is this a little different? Nope,
no,
1-3-1.
Yep.
Not quite as long.
No, a little bit shorter lineup, but not much.
McCray bounce, deal. Drops it right baseline. Cross-court pass now to McKenna Monk. Hands it back to Schmidt. Schmidt trying to put it on the floor. Spins out of a double team. And Prairie will reset it. Yeah, 6-1 out front for West with Beckner. And Talkin at the free throw line, kind of patrolling things. Deal trying to bounce it inside. It was kicked out of bounds. Good defense there by West. Tell you, this 1-3-1 is puzzling.
It is puzzling, and just the amount of reach, and they trap out of it a little bit. They trap the wings, trap the corner down there.
How do you beat it? Diagonal passing?
It's passing and penetration, and they got to be able to penetrate the zone.
There it is. McCray penetrates, missed it, but got it back and laid it in. And a chance at a three-point play.
Yeah, she did a nice job finding the gap from the 1-3 on the top right wing and able to get to the rim.
Allie Talkin will get the foul. Third on the team, first on Talkin. And McCray with the free throw to cap off the three-point play. Had a dozen tonight for McCray, who came in averaging 9.1 a game. Here's a three. Breckner will try it and buries it. A high arching
wow.
Three.
Yeah, that brought down a little moisture.
Well, it's a foggy night.
Yes, it is.
50-30. Beckner with a three. And coming into the game, 2 out of 6, so she can hit that shot. Crossover. Schmidt takes a free throw line. Driving a kick out on the bounce to Monk. Minute 48 to play here in the third. Stutter move. Schmidt double now in trouble. Looking for some help. Had it taken away by Zacharias. Lead pass Morgan. Collects it all the way in. Left it short on the layup, though, but chases down her own rebound.
A good hustle by her to stay after it after the missed shot.
Caught too far underneath the bucket. 90 seconds to play here in quarter number three. Beckner puts it on the floor. Drives on deal. Kick out to Talkin now. Up top to Morgan. To McGrain. McGrain on the drive. Oof. Got cut off. Kicks it out top. Zacharias, three-pointer won't go. And the rebound to Sarah Schmidt of Prairie. Minute 10 to play here in the third. Pull up three. Left wing curls out. No good by McCray, but chased down by Lauren Cook. Oh, and double dribble with it. Yep. Thought she was going to fool Stacey Van Arsdale.
Yeah, it didn't fool him, and she had the look at, but that happens. Sometimes you get it, put it down quick, and then you think you're good, and you take off. And
a lot of times that's the first instinct
it is.
In girls' basketball.
It is. Put that ball down right away.
And then you use up that dribble. Hallie Person back into the game. They bounce it down low to McGrain posting up. Can't do anything with it. Back to Zacharias with 45 seconds to play in the third. Hinker back into the ball game for West. Beckner in there, coming off the screen to Zacharias through traffic. Layup good with a right hand and a foul.
Zacharias, how did she even get in between those two defenders and also the one in the help side? That was a strong move and a strong cut.
Foul going to be whistled against McKenna Monk. Her first second team foul. And Zacharias now with 9, looking for double digits. Puts it up and got it right through. And just like that, you look up and it's a 23-point Iowa City West lead.
Yeah, right now they're 1-3-1. Now they're extending it, bringing it out to half court. Well, that's some length out in the top court.
Logan Cook back in there at the top of the 1-3-1. Beckner in there, 3-6-1 players along with Talkin.
I don't even know if they need the other two. They're covering that much lane.
Monk, McDermott, and McCray in there. Three M's for Prairie. Bounce into the lane. Deal. High arching turnaround won't go from the heart of the paint. The rebound out of there to Hinker. One shot, says B.J. Mayer. 15 seconds to play in the third. Hinker out front. Comes off the ball screen. Circling right with it. Pick and roll. Down low. Tip. Logan Cook gets it back and double dribbled with it. Yep.
Yeah, I tell you what, she did a nice job trying to get a better shot or get better angle, but double dribble, little two hands on the ball.
53-30, 5 seconds to play. Inbound to McCray, going to have to get it off in a hurry. McCray bringing it up through traffic, runner for three, no good. at the horn. Through three quarters, it's Iowa City West on top, 53-30 over Cedar Rapids Prairie. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls Mississippi Valley Conference Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union on the gym.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Supported by Integrity Insurance.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Fourth quarter underway here from the Prairie Gym. Hawks with the basketball and the alternate arrow going to the bucket to our right. Circling up top, Schmidt. Cross court, wing pass. Monk on the drive, gets doubled. Low pass picked up by Schmidt. Schmidt in there, McDermott, Monk, Person, and Deal for Prairie. Kaylin Morgan in there for West High, along with Saunders at the free throw line. Person fakes, goes up with a shot, no good, and the rebound to Logan Cook. Both Cooks in there for West. Good, drop on pass. Oh, shot missed. Put back, no good. Underneath there by Emma Cook. Kept it alive though, but we're gonna have a travel on West.
Boy, that was a nice job getting the ball in by Emma Cook. They, you know, thought they was gonna pull up. They jump over to help, dumps it down, and couldn't capitalize, but nice job by her.
Soft JV game tonight was won by West, 43-18. Person. She'll pull up, high archer from 10, won't go, right baseline. Rachel Saunders with the board. West on the run, and we're going to get a timeout taken here by the Trojans at 30. B.J. Mayer will talk things over here. A few bullet points he wants to talk about here.
Yeah, you know, boy, he's such a good coach, and how they, you know, he utilizes those players to put them in a position to be successful. And well, you can see that, you know, with the different lineups he's used tonight and the depth. I mean, boy, they got some depth.
BJ, of course, veteran, had a great run at Spirit Lake before coming down to Iowa City and West High. West will have Emma Cook in there, Kaylin Morgan, Rachel Saunders, Maddie Hinker, and Logan Cook. Left wing outside the arc. Saunders puts it on the floor. Her jump shot was blocked, and they're going to get a late whistle and a foul there on Sarah Schmidt.
Yeah, I think she got ball, but after the ball, I think she...
You're right. That's the same thing Robert Smith said.
Yeah. He doesn't miss too many.
Couple free throws for Saunders, who had a 12-point first half. Started the second half with a three. Now she's got 16 as she hits the first free throw. As Prairie will go to the bench, Maggie Lampe will come in. 5'10 senior. Second free throw, rattles home. Very young teams we're seeing tonight. Monk, a sophomore, working on Hinker. Comes left. Dribbles out of the double team. Gets it over in the corner now, putting on the floor. On the drive, Kilpatrick. Turnaround shot won't go from 10. And the rebound out of there to Cook. One and done. West also rebounds really well.
They do, and Prairie has gotten away from moving the ball around right now and trying to attack the lane. It's been one, like you said, one pass, two pass at most and shooting.
Beautiful spin move. Emma Cook just couldn't get it to go with the left hand. Got her own rebound and gets it out to Saunders. Back to Morgan, 6:15 to go. Saunders three won't go left wing. Offensive rebound West again. Back it comes. Morgan fakes the three. And West will set it up here. On the drive, Hinker fakes, goes up with a shot, scores on a nice duck through move.
Well, and that all started with offensive rebound. Right now, that, you know, that's their sixth offensive rebound this half for West, so they've done a better job rebounding the basketball.
57-30, off to clear out. Monk on the drive, leaner, no, forced it up, but drew the foul on Maddie Hinker. Team foul number four. And a couple of free throws coming up. Free throw by Monk is no good. Looking for her first point. Prairie will be in action coming up next on Tuesday night, and doesn't get a whole lot easier. They go to Hempstead.
And Hempstead, I tell you, Scott, that's a team I keep telling people, watch for Hempstead, because that's a team that's improved a lot. They got, they're getting, and it's at Hempstead, which is always a tough place to play.
Hempstead is 8-4, but only 2-4 in the conference.
Right, yep. And then right now, it doesn't get a whole lot easier. Prairie's got Hempstead, then Linmar. Then they play Washington, Iowa, and then have Xavier. So their next, four games aren't going to be that easy either.
Shot rejected out of there. Wagamaster in there. Got the beautiful block off a nice pick and roll. Prairie the other way. Schmidt stop and go move. Right hand leaner, too strong. Rebound. Lampy trying to keep it alive. Saunders the other way. Saunders going 1-on-3. Poked away from behind, and then a foul called on Saunders trying to get it back.
Seeing the pace pick up right now, which is good for Prairie because they need to pick up the pace. But right now, Prairie's kind of gotten away from their offense of, moving the ball 5-6 passes and then cutting the lane and finding gaps. That's something they need to do. But it's against this 1-3-1, it's tough.
A little different look on the 1-3-1 with Emma Cook out front. Wagamaster high skip pass to McCray. Bounce over to Lampy. She'll drive in. Shot blocked, but a foul called. And Lampy will go to the line. Good to see the senior take it right at the basket. And the foul will go against Morgan. So it'll be Lampy shooting free throws for Prairie. And missed the first one. One more coming up for Lampy. Can't get too discouraged if you're Prairie.
No, you can't. And, they're young, and they've done a really good job overall. And, it's a very good Iowa City West team. That you can't take that away from Prairie, and you can't take it away from West.
Both free throws no good. Comes out deep to Morgan. Morgan leading the break 2-on-2. Driving a kick to the trailer, McGrain. Beckner in there as well. Anchor outside the arc. Up top, McGrain steadies herself and hits the three. Oh.
How do you stop them? I mean, they're moving the ball well, and anybody can make, for them, it seems like any look from three is a good look for anybody.
Eight, or has checked that 8.5, 13 in the game from McGrain on the drive, strip and a steal. Here comes Hinker the other way. Hinker threw a double team, her shot rejected out of there by Wagamaster, who's gotten three rejections tonight. McGrain going baseline, gets it back to Morgan with 4:18 to play in the game. Allie Talkin into the game now. For West. Beckner up top to Morgan. Penetrates. Bounce. Now to the left wing. Here's Hinker. Three-pointer won't go. Rebound and foul. Morgan.
Boy, that was an athletic, very athletic play.
Tried to tip it in.
She did off the rebound in the air and tip it in the air and got fouled, but very athletic play.
And Wagamaster will pick up her first fourth team foul on Prairie.
That's her 11th offensive rebound tonight that I have. So they just keep coming at you and want that ball. And very good job in the offensive rebounding angle for them.
Kerry Callahan will come in for West High. 5'8", junior. Second free throw, dances and falls. That's 8 now for Kaylin Morgan. 62-31 as West has doubled it up. And it's kind of been a slow, steady rise here. 9-1 jump here to start the fourth quarter, but Prairie cuts into that as Sarah Schmidt scores on the move down the lane.
And she's quietly having a very good season, Sarah Schmidt.
7 for Schmidt, 62-33. West with the ball. Morgan fakes into three, spins left of the lane, got doubled and had it stolen away by Sarah Schmidt. High lob pass, Monk left of the lane, yeah, and very a little fadeaway.
Yeah, very good transition for Prairie. Started with Schmidt on the steal to Monk and the drop in for McCray. So, yeah, McCray was a 14 already. Have a very good, strong game.
Falcons three won't go. 3:10 to play. Here in the game. Lampy fakes right baseline, drives in, cut off. Nice bounce pass underneath. The Wagamaster can't get it to go, and then over the back.
Yeah, over the back.
15 foul. And now Sydney Allen will come in for Iowa City West. 5'10 sophomore. That's another 5'10 sophomore.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm the coach looking at this team, I'm thinking, my gosh, what you can do about anything you want defensively with this group, and they have. They're just so active and talking and communication, and that those are key to successful defenses.
Well, now remember, with Liberty opening next year, I would imagine some of these players probably might take that opportunity.
That's right, because that is. There's some nice players coming through, and I was at a youth tournament in Iowa City with them, and you know, there's a lot of Liberty girls from North, so they're going to have a strong program too in the near future.
Probably start off as a 2A or a 3A next year. Nice catch inside by Allen. Kicked it back to the wing. Here's McCrane, three, no good. Rebound Talkin, though, in the offensive end. 2:15 to play. Kaylin Morgan between the circles. Now it comes to McGrain outside the arc left wing. Callahan, as Prairie will stay in the man-to-man. Pass out front, stolen away by McKenna Monk. All the way down, leader no good. A little contact play on, and now we got a jump.
That nice anticipation by Monk in the passing lane up top.
Beckner back in for West. And they're going to bring Morgan out of the game. Minute 57 to play. We'll talk to B.J. Mayer in post-game. By the way, Jeff at halftime leading City High, 27-24.
That could be interesting. Where's that game at today? Do you know?
Jeff.
At Jeff.
Minute 45 to play in our ball game. And West with the big lead here. Started off the second half, kind of blew it open with a big run. McGrain on the penetration, no good off the glass, and the rebound to Lauren Cook. Never did get our three Cooks in the game all at once. McRae fakes, drives, left-hand floater good off the glass.
Okay, 16 for McRae tonight. Just having a great floor game on both ends.
62-37. Sydney Allen out front to Talkin. For Iowa City West, they're going to go to 13-1 and getting ready for a big non-conference game tomorrow afternoon against West Des Moines Valley. High, low, pick and roll. Beckner, they work the triangle left. Minute to play. Talkin to the corner. Callahan lost it out of bounds. As McDermott and Person back in for Prairie. 54.6 seconds remaining here in this one. As Prairie will fall to 4-10 on the season. Maggie Lampe back into the ball game. 42 seconds. Drop off pass inside. McDermott through traffic and lays it in. 8 for McDermott. First bucket of the half. 62-39 in favor of West. Beckner goes baseline. Try to go cross court then with the pass, and it's kicked out of bounds.
You know, and last time they played, it got away from Prairie. Tonight it really did not get away. It did not have that feeling at all. It's just West can just make runs at, you know, 6 points a bunch at you.
McGrain with 22 seconds for Beckner. As West will bring it outside, it looks like they're just going to hold it. And West will get the win in this one. 62-39 as it's down to 5 seconds to play. McGrain will just hold it. And that's your final. 62-39, the final score as Iowa City West gets the victory tonight over Cedar Rapids Prairie. We'll come back, wrap things up on the post game. After this 2 minute timeout, you're listening to girls high school basketball right here on KGYN.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140 degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast, proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids Prairie as the Iowa City West Women of Troy win it tonight 62-39 over the Prairie Hawks. Scott Unash along with Steve Dozier back with you here at Prairie. Can't tell you how impressed I am. Prairie played a good first half, and West led by 12 at the halftime break, and then it's kind of steadily pushed it open there in the second half of play to get the win.
Yeah, it was steadily too, and West, you know, took their time, ran more offense, not the quick shots, but got great looks, and you know, that's a very good. I am extremely impressed with West right now, and we've seen a lot of good teams this year, but I would have to put West, up there with the best of them, if not the best.
And it'll be a heck of a rematch coming up on Tuesday night with City High. We'll have that game for you on 106.3 FM coming up on Tuesday night. Remember, girls will be second now. The boys' game is going to be first. By the way, the boys' game tonight, it's all West, 65-37. They lead Prairie right now going into the fourth quarter. So I think Steve Bergman got the attention of his West Hawk Trojans.
Yeah, and I think they got the attention the night that game ended, and when Prairie beat them here, and that is a good Iowa City West team.
Well, let's take a look at the final scoring in this one tonight. First of all, for Iowa City West, they raise their record to 13-1 on the season. For West Hyde, three and double figures tonight. Rachel Saunders leading the way with the team at game high 17 points tonight for the 5'9 junior. She's got one speed, and that is really fast, and did a really good job in this one tonight. Off the bench, Katie McGrain with 13 points tonight for West High, 10 for Lauren Zacharias, 8 points off the bench for Kaylin Morgan, 6 for Logan Cook tonight. Maddie Hinker had 4. 3 for Paige Beckner, and a free throw for Emma Cook, and 1. For Prairie, 1 in double figures. Sid McCray, the freshman, leading the way with a total of 16 points tonight. Had 7 field goals, one of those a 3, and a free throw. 8 for Mallory McDermott. Sarah Schmidt with 7. Rachel Kilpatrick had 4, and Jenna Wagamaster, in her first action in a while, ended up with 3 tonight for Prairie. Turnovers, Prairie ended up with 18. West had an even dozen. The bench scoring tonight was 24-4 in favor of Iowa City West, and went 10 deep tonight. McGrain was outstanding, so was Morgan off the bench.
Yeah, they have a tremendous bench, and a bench that just doesn't – it's not a bench that fills minutes, Scott, and it's not a bench that fills time. It's a bench that those girls could start for a lot of different teams it's just an amazing bench, and they can score, and that's what you want with some depth and they got it. They definitely have it.
Also tonight, free throw shooting in this one. For Iowa City West, they were 9 out of 12 from the free throw line, 75%. And for Prairie, tick under 50%. The Hawks were 6 of 13 in this game here tonight. Seven threes in the ball game for Iowa City West in this one, and only one in the ball game tonight for Prairie. That put in by Sid McCray. And, well, we gave you the bench scoring in this one, so I'll throw it to you for rebounding, steals, et cetera.
Yeah, right now it ended up being pretty close. It was 27 rebounds for West, 23 for Prairie. But, you know, second half, West really hit the boards a lot better and out-rebounded Prairie 19-9. And, you know, and they had eight offensive rebounds in the second half. And like I said, you do not give you do not give Iowa City West more than one shot attempt at that rim. And overall, Perry did a pretty good job keeping them from having second shot opportunities. But, you know, and again, the steals killed them early. You know, I have Iowa City, you know, very unofficially for 15 steals tonight. And I would say they capitalized probably on all 15 on the other end. And that makes it tough, too, because they can do that at any time.
As West gets the victory, and talking with B.J. Mayer before the game, wasn't that he was worried or anything like that, but he just wanted to make sure the girls played well. With Valley coming up, with City coming up, with Cedar Falls coming up, they beat Prairie by 30 the first time around. You can get complacent.
Absolutely.
And West didn't get complacent in this one.
No, and I had a chance to talk to him, too, and here he comes. But, yeah, same thought. He wasn't taking this game lightly.
Indeed. We're going to get a word from B.J. Mayer now before they get on the warm bus and head down south to Iowa City. You were worried. I don't know if worried was the right word, but you were kind of thinking about if the girls might be looking ahead. We were just talking about that. They did not look that tonight. They came out, you did your stuff, and the running game was there, and you got the lead early, and Prairie played well in that first half, but you steadily took this game in the second half.
Yeah, you know, coaches are always worried when you got a big game coming up, and we knew Prairie didn't play very well against us the first time, and they knew they'd be ready to come at us, and I thought they played a lot better in that first half, and they were doing some things, and we were struggling to guard, and you know, thank goodness our offense was still going, and you know, we got a few stops in the second half, and we're able to stretch that lead out a little bit.
Well, Rachel Saunders did a great job. The dribble penetration was there. She just kind of got everybody going in that first half.
Yeah, you know, she's been playing really well since break has began again, and you know, we feel like we got a lot of weapons, and you know, she's definitely one of them. You know, Logan had a quiet night with maybe 6 or 7 points, but got some rebounds. You know, we get contributions off the bench with Katie McGrain comes in, and you know, I don't know how many she had, but she had a great night again tonight. And you know, we're playing 9 kids, trying to keep the legs fresh, keep our kids into it, and you know, they're all buying into it, and you know, it's fun to be able to see those kids excel as well.
I like the 1-3-1.
Yeah, you know, we can put out some length on that.
Yeah, that's what and, you had 3 6 you know, footers covering. You didn't need the other two in the 1-3-1.
Yeah,
they had enough coverage.
You know, they ran a couple nice sets that you know, we're gonna have to kind of keep an eye on where they screened the middle and you know, got some people open. But you know, we have some different varieties. You know, we didn't press tonight, but we've been pressing, and you know, we're trying to do some different things to exploit the other team, but also to use our strengths. And you know, we feel like we got a lot of athletes, long kids. You know, when our bottom person in the 1-3-1 is a 5'9", you know, kid in Kayla Morgan, sometimes you know, that could be pretty long and pretty good as well.
Well, you mentioned Katie McGrain, 13 tonight. She can hit three pointers like that. Boy, that's going to open things up in the inside a lot.
Yeah, you know, she's been with us. You know, she's a senior, and you know, she does everything that we ask in practice. And you know, when she gets her chance, we've always talked that, you know, when it's your night, you know, have your night. You know, otherwise, find ways to get to help the team. And you know, all of our kids have really bought into that, and hopefully, we can keep playing well.
Well, they have. I like that they're unselfish. They make the extra pass. They made a lot of extra passes tonight. I didn't see anybody force a shot tonight, and you know, and that's impressive.
Yeah,
when
you know,
kids can do that.
And I mean, we've always been of the you know, notion that five people will beat one or two people, and Most of the time it works. Obviously, there's a few really good players that can, you know, carry some teams. But we try not to have stars. We have lots of good players that if one kid's having a bad day, somebody's gonna pick them up. And we've been fortunate to do that all year.
I don't think anybody had a bad day today. I think your bench outscored them 24-6.
24-4.
24-4.
That's what we really pride ourselves in that. We feel like we've got a lot of kids that could start. And And on some teams that they'd be starting, our ninth best.
That's what I said. I said these kids, any of these nine could start anywhere else.
So and we're starting to get a little more healthy again, and hopefully we can stay healthy. But I just love our kids, our effort. They're pretty locked in. They know we've got a nice stretch coming up here with Valley City and Cedar Falls. So one game at a time, and hopefully we can be mentally tough tomorrow, because physically we may not have what we want to have, but the mental toughness is going to maybe carry us tomorrow.
Well, you'll like this. Excuse me, Scott, but at end of third, Jefferson up 44-36.
On City.
So, yeah, a little upset alert maybe.
That'd be a great win for Jeff.
That would be.
You mentioned Valley tomorrow. It starts a big week with three big games. Take them all one at a time. And who knows, what this might be the last time you play a CIML team outside the state tournament if you get there. But their team is tough. They're physical, and they're not real deep, but they'll come at you with some five or six, seven really good basketball players.
Yeah, we've seen some film on them. Coach Munt's been working on that, breakdown and scouting report, so that we will have something in the morning when we get there. And we talked in the locker room that these are the fun games to play. You're going against somebody that you don't see very often that's really good. We'd like to think that we're really good. Hopefully it'll be a great game. It'd be great to see a lot of people out there just to watch, hopefully, good girls basketball. And if we are fortunate enough to come out on top, then that'd be great. But one of the things that we've always tried to do this year is just keep getting better. And by playing these kinds of teams, we're going to get better. And it'll help you in the long run. And I guess we'll go find out what happens tomorrow.
Well, they're all in a row right now. With you got three tough ones in a row.
Yeah, that's I don't know who scheduled that, but maybe the head coach had something to do with that as well.
Yeah, I think that's good.
It is what it is, and we can hopefully we can stay healthy, keep playing well, and make a little run here this next week. And if we're fortunate enough to get a few wins, that'd be great. And just so we're continuing to improve.
Well, especially with tournament in time coming up too, so it's an important week as well, as seedings are going to be coming out shortly after your stretch.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
With the pairings will come out probably next Monday or so. And if we can get a couple wins, three wins, that'd help us really well in that seedings. So that's what we're looking for, and glad to get out of here with a win, and now we can get our focus on Valley tomorrow.
All right, well, best of luck. Go get the Tigers tomorrow.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys' coverage.
All right.
Good
BJ
job.
Mayer, head coach of the Iowa City West Women of Troy tonight. They get the victory 62-39. And we'll be at it back at Linmar tomorrow. Doubleheader, girl-boy doubleheader. At 2:45 tomorrow, game one, the girls' contest, number 15, Linmar, and number, number 10, Waukee, number 15, Linmar for the girls' game, followed by the boys' game. Waukee comes in at number 5 to that one, and, of course, Linmar with all the great tradition that they have had. As far as boys' basketball is concerned, and should have a Waukee score. Yep, beat Ames tonight. The girls did 64-41 tonight.
And Valley West Des Moines beat smoked Centennial, which you can't say very often.
77-37.
Yes. Wow, that one's a shocker.
Not maybe because Valley won, but by the margin.
Right, by the margin, absolutely. And that's again, West got a very nice team. They got depth. They got scoring depth, which is a lot of teams don't have scoring depth. They just have players who kind of fill a role. And, he's got scoring depth. And, they are fun to watch.
All right, Steve, good job. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon over in Marion.
Yep, looking forward to it.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for the broadcast here tonight. Big thanks to Zach Johnson back in the studio. Thanks for all the help. Appreciate that. Thanks to all the people at Prairie for hosting us as well. Thanks to all our great sports-minded boosters. And thanks to everybody for tuning into the broadcast tonight. For Steve Dozier, Scott Unash saying so long. Final score tonight of this Mississippi Valley Conference girls game. Although a non-conference affair tonight, it was Iowa City West over Cedar Rapids Prairie, the number 3 rated in 5A Trojans 62 and the Hawks 39. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM and so long from Prairie High School.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.